This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
BuildYourGuts.org.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it, I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
How did you respond when you heard of the Iranian drone ballistic missile attack on Israel? How did you respond when you heard about that attack on Israel this weekend? How should we respond? That's a good question. And why is there a blessing upon Israel? And maybe how should your church or our church respond? You know, there's a headlines right this minute. Talk about current events. It says prelude to World War III. This is CNBC's current headline. It says prelude to World War III, leaders react to Iran's air attack on Israel. Palestinian protests breaking out all over the country, especially in Oakland, California. Like, how do you respond to that? What were your thoughts, right? This is a live show, and we need your calls. 866 is the number to call in, 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. I mean, how do you think about that idea of the blessing of Israel? Why is there that blessing? How do you respond to what's going on? You know, I was actually at a birthday party at our church on Saturday when a very good friend of mine, Danny Marsh, texted me and said, "Have you heard this?" Which I had not heard. And immediately, my first response was like, oh, no. I remember just like, oh, no. I mean, this is beyond gigantic, really, when you think about the whole stage that's getting played out on. And I immediately told my wife and the people we were sitting with, all wonderful Christians, and our next response was to pray, like, for Israel. Well, you know, what an honor, you know, clearly that is. Under the circumstances that really we could be living in times like nobody's ever lived in. Well, I know we're living in times that nobody's ever lived in, but man, I mean, you know, there's all sorts of things that could be said about current events. And so as you're thinking about that, and where were you maybe, you know, when you heard it? And what was your initial response? Maybe what was your second response? You know, who did you tell first? You know, I wonder if someday, you know, I bet you remember where you were on 9/11 when you first, you know, I can remember I was in the showroom of the dealership I worked at, and I saw this plane fly into the second tower, and I thought, what is wrong with these air traffic controllers that they can't keep planes from flying into buildings? It was just insane to me. I never dreamed that there was an attack on the country, and that's kind of like, you know, almost how I reacted to my friend texting me that this weekend. And maybe you think I'm overreacting. You know, maybe this isn't that big a deal. What are your thoughts? We would love to hear from you. 866, the number to call in and share, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. You know, I had a chance to, when I was at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention back a few months ago in February, I interviewed several, like, you know, maybe six or seven different folks very connected to what was going on. You know, some of the things that really touched me was the Israeli Red Cross, which is Magen David Adam, which is like, Adam means red in Hebrew. It means a lot of things in Hebrew, but one of the things it means is red, and that Magen David is like the Star of David. And what that is like the Israeli Red Cross. And what they were telling me was that when the first attack, when the wave happened, you know, back in, I think it was in October, that that one of the things Hamas and all those people targeted was literally Magen David Adom. I mean, they targeted the Red Cross, the ambulances themselves. They were trying to blow them up. And I think, as I recall, it was like 7 or 8 ambulances and their crews, you know, were destroyed that first night because, you know, they didn't want respond. They wanted terror. And so what they're going to do is go after the first responders of all things. It just seemed totally insane to me. But what they told me was, and here was an extremely Orthodox Jewish person telling me this. He said it was like Jesus to the rescue. Those were his words. It's in an interview, by the way, I did. It's, you know, at my podcast at Christian Car Guy. But he said, you know, Franklin Graham came the very next day. As we were just all at the lowest place we'd ever been in the history of Magen David Adom. I mean, again, the Red Cross of Israel. He said it was the lowest part they've ever been. But here comes Franklin Graham. How can we help? What can we do for you? Well, you know, we've just lost, I forget what it was, maybe 20% of our ambulances across the whole country in one night. And those crews, you know, we desperately need ambulances. And as I recall, Franklin Graham, within a month, had new ambulances shipped, you know, to Magen David Adom, as well as a new armored ambulance or two. I remember the whole thing just being, oh, my goodness. Look at the way the body of Christ responded in this attack, you know, back then. What will the response be now? What are you thinking? Like, what are your thoughts? This is a call-in show, and, hey, it's me and you, so I need your call, 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share. I just love the calls I've gotten over the last few days. And the amazing thing our listeners are thinking and your response. I remember just last Monday, people's response to the eclipse and how they saw, you know, the fear of the Lord and all that. And to an extent, I can remember my thought in that same thing when it happened to me on Saturday night when I saw the text that this had happened, that like, man, the fear of the Lord. What does that bring up in your heart as to the times that we're living in? You know, maybe your thoughts on the whole idea of blessing Israel, or maybe you're on the other side, and I would love to hear that too. I really, really would. I would love to hear what your thoughts are. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share. Again, we, you know, this could be a lot of things. But one thing's for sure, from what I understand, there were over 300 drone/cruise missiles/ballistic missiles that Iran shot into Israel over the weekend. And from what I read, 10% of those got through. And so obviously there's people hurt, wounded, all sorts of stuff going on. And then there's all the stuff with Israel's response. What's your response? 866-348-7884. We need your calls coming on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. We are doing current events today. There's no doubt about that. And the question of the day is, how did you respond when you heard of the Iranian drone and ballistic and cruise missile attack on Israel? What was your response, or how should you respond? How should we respond? You know, maybe you have some thoughts on why is there a blessing upon Israel? Or how should our churches respond? What should the response be? Should it be like Franklin Graham did? Maybe you're wondering, you know, how should Israel respond? And of course, if you look at the headlines, there's all sorts of comments about how Israel should respond, and U.S. warns this and that, and all these different countries. In fact, ABC News, if you look at their headline right this minute, U.S. to Israel, if you strike back at Iran, you'll do it alone. You know, that's the headline. I wonder what the truth is. I wonder what your thoughts are. Maybe if you're in the military, I know I heard several prayer requests on Sunday of folks that were connected to the military that were being deployed. And so our prayers are certainly with them as well. What are your thoughts? We need your call, 866-348-7884. 888-486-3434 to weigh in on this whole issue. It's huge. It's definitely current events. I mean, it's real, and it could be, you know, one of the biggest things in our lifetimes, or maybe in everybody's lifetime, if Jesus comes back. However that works, you know, what are your thoughts on that? I would really, even if you think we're all wet, and you don't think there should be a blessing on Israel, or you think that the Palestinians are right, I would love to hear from you. I really would. 866-348-7884. This is a live show, and the purpose of that is that everybody gets a chance to, you know, share what's on their heart, what's on their mind, right? If we can't do that in a Christian conversation, then we're in deep trouble, you know, because that's exactly where the church is for people to be themselves, right? That's what we need, is clear conversations on how you truly feel about this situation, because clearly it's on a lot of people's hearts and certainly on my heart. What about you? 866-348-7884. So, you know, I was thinking about this whole thing of the blessing that is on Israel, and, you know, when I really read it, I saw in it something today that I had not seen before. I began to think about, wow, this is a family deal. This is the family of Abraham. So when I think what most people quote when they talk about those who bless Israel will be blessed, they're talking about Genesis 12. And so if we read the whole passage, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of thy country and from thy kindred." What's that? That's his family. "And from thy father's house and unto a land I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." And boy, has he been. He surely has in my life in so many different ways. And verse 3 is the one that's often quoted on this whole idea. And it says, "I will bless them that bless thee," or "I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." And again, that word is families. And I think this has everything to do with the family of Abraham. And I, you know, from my perspective, there is no doubt that Israel is, in the current Israel, that those people are descendants of Abraham, that that's his family, and we need to do whatever we can do to bless them. That's my opinion, but what do you think? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And so I got Steve is in Ohio. Steve, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good evening.
Good evening, Robbie. How are you, sir?
I am good. I'm good. I'm concerned, though. I'll be honest. This one is, it kind of takes your breath.
I am quite concerned, too. And, you know, the Bible is quite clear on what happens to those that go against his chosen people. So I guess to a degree it comes down to if people believe in God or if people believe in the Bible, you know, to a good extent. And it's just frustrating that our administration feels that they should be telling Israel, who was there, who suffered all those losses and those atrocities, how they should respond, when to stop, how to do it. And I just totally disagree with that. I pray for Mr. Netanyahu that he has the wisdom and discernment and courage to do what needs done to protect his people. And I don't have any doubts he's got God behind him.
Yeah, I sometimes I have to pinch myself to see. I get so fortunate to interview such amazing people. But I interviewed one of the rabbis there in Israel, and what he said fascinated me. He said that this war is over who is God. That to the people in the Middle East, their God is Allah.
Yeah.
And our God is the true God. And he said, what I think is going to happen, this was his words, he said, I think it's going to come down to God is going to do something so horrific that it'll be just so clear that who's God here. In other words, you know, no matter what the odds are, no matter what else happens, at some point in time, you have to say, well, that clearly was not the Israeli Defense Force, or that was clearly not the United States backing of Israel. You know, God pulled that one off.
That's kind of been my prayer in the past, that God would shake the earth beneath the feet of Israel's enemies so that they would have absolutely no doubts that, hey, maybe we've been misled, maybe we've been reading this wrong, and we need to search for the true God of Israel.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right, Steve. I think, wouldn't that be just a beautiful thing that essentially our battle is not against flesh and blood? It is against these spiritual forces that have all these people so confused. Unfortunately, even in my view, a lot of people in our own country.
Oh, and you know, we had it in 2020, and one of the enemy's most used tools is fear and ignorance. And for anybody to fall under the control of someone, whether it's Satan, whether it's a rogue government, is to give in to fear and ignorance. And you're going to be living in fear and ignorance if you're not in the Word on a regular basis and you're not in prayer on a regular basis to our Creator. There's not much left besides little hope and living with fear and ignorance.
Absolutely. And the wolf's coming. And the wolf is out to scatter the sheep.
Right? Yeah, I'm into that, brother.
And, well, you know, what's going to keep the wolf at bay is the good shepherd. I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got something the wolf ain't got, and I can tell you. And so if we lean there, you know, there's a lot of peace. But by the same token, you know, I want in on blessing Israel. I just want in on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I'm so grateful for your call and for your thoughts, Steve. And you keep up the good work up there.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Keep it up.
You too. God bless you, Steve. God bless. Yes. All right. We got Mike is in Dayton, Ohio. Mike, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good evening. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you so for taking my call. Steve's right on. You know what I mean? I'm still thinking about Adam and Eve. God said, where are you, Adam?
Oh,
you know?
I love that. Oh, we're going to talk about that when we come back, Mike. I apologize. You hear that music, which means we got to go to a break. And so will you hang on for me?
You, Adam, yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love that discussion when we come back. But we need you as part of the discussion, 866-348-7884. You call and join us. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
Oh, welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today, talk about your current events. How did you respond when you heard of the Iranian drone ballistic cruise missile attack on Israel? How, you know, where were you? What went through your mind? What's going through your mind now? You know, why is there a blessing on Israel? And how should we respond? How should our churches respond? Your number to call in and join in on that conversation, 866-348-7884. Still joining me is Mike in Ohio. And Mike, you still have that. And I've been, by the way, I've been on that whole thought the whole weekend myself about God calling out to Adam. So tell me your thoughts.
My thought is, God loves the Gentiles and as well as the Jews. And when the New Testament, they were preaching to the Gentiles and the Jews. And then now Adam was the Jews through the lineage of God. Am I correct there? And then what it is, my opinion is the nations of Israel, which is the Jews, and the nations of United States is the Gentiles.
Right.
Well, we both need God.
You're right.
And God's calling. God's saying, hello, where are you? God's the economy here is not the greatest. It's not the best. Gas prices are going up. Inflation's flying through the roof. Where it's unstable dollar. We can go on and on with America. I'm hearing the same thing about Israel. Israel's not seeking God. They're not understanding God. They're a little bit liberal. I'm hearing the same thing on their side of the aisle. And then God saying, where are you, Adam? You know, where are you? You're not making me first. You're not making me king
right.
of your of your nation.
And he's saying that to me personally too, by the way, Mike. He's like, Robbie.
Oh, good. Hopefully I'm explaining this as well as I can.
Oh, you are. And I you know, like I said, I've been on that all weekend, and I've always thought about that passage that, you know, God called out to Adam that, you know, everybody says, well, God knew where he was. Well, the more I've thought about that, the more I realized that God's son had just died, right? When you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. And yeah, he may not have died physically until he was 900 or something, but spiritually he died that day, and he no longer had access to God the way he used to. And so God, if you look at the word kara, which is what it says he did, God card, he cried out, where are you, Adam? It was in deep in his soul, and you couldn't be more right, Mike, that somewhere deep inside of you, because he was the first man, and somewhere deep inside of me is a little bit of Adam.
Yes, sir.
And God, the only way that God can bring us all back is through Jesus. And certainly all these events are pointed towards getting our attention.
getting our attention towards God, yeah. And here's another thing is when we're in sin, we're hiding from God. And when the nations are in sin, they're just not looking towards God.
Right.
They're hiding from God.
Right.
And then as individuals, we're when we're in sin, you hide. You're trying to do something that you shouldn't do. You know you shouldn't do it, and you're just literally ignoring God and saying, God, I'm going to do this anyways.
But then
and you go ahead and do it, and then you say, oh my gosh, what did I just do? You know what I mean?
And you're looking for cover. And like you're trying
you're
to find
a for cover, yes. And then you're giving all the excuses why you're not seeking God. You know what I mean? And I think both nations, Israel and America, are wondering why, you know, they're not seeking God. And they're in sin. They're not letting God to be first in their country. They're not letting God be first in their nation. As individual people, I feel that we need to get a revival.
Yeah, and
speaking to millions. I hope I'm listening. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right, including me. I mean, but and the fascinating thing about what you're saying, Mike, and I do love it, is that most people over here consider us the good guys. What about even the bad guy? You mentioned America and Israel, right?
We're not that great. Yeah, right. I really don't. What happened to the military being so proud and so proud of America, and then over in California, they're protesting. I mean, it's just unbelievable, really. I mean, seriously, you're protesting against things that is evil. You know, they're protesting for evilness. You know,
all right.
I mean,
you couldn't be more right.
And then they're stopping traffic, and they're doing these things, and the police, they used to have respect for the police and America and the rule of law, and now we don't even have the respect for rule of law or the police, and they just stop traffic, and they say, okay, I dare you to arrest me. I mean, we're in sin. I mean, bottom line, America needs help. I mean, you know, all the riots that we had back in the couple years ago with, you know, fires and bombs.
All right.
It's unbelievable, really. And hey, we need to be a light into the world, you know.
And so he's going to get our attention. He's going to get their attention, hopefully. Such things
will
happen.
One way or the other.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
There's no doubt about it, Mike. And I am so grateful for your thoughts and your prayers. Right? Because it's not just a prayer for Israel. Obviously, it's a prayer for our own country that they'll get on the right side of this thing, which is, by the way, God's side. You know, like,
yeah. Congress, they need to get on the right side of God. You know, I mean, understanding what's right for America, right for Christians, right for individuals. You know what I mean? Our Constitution was made.
Out of curiosity, and I would... of curiosity, and I would, by the way, love for somebody else to call in at 866-348-7884 and give us your thoughts. 866-348-7884. But, you know, Mike, what is your thought? Like, if somebody sent, if whatever country it was, I don't, you know, pick a country, any country, just over the weekend, they sent 300 drone and missile, cruise missiles and ballistic missile attacks into the United States of America. Do you feel like we should have a measured response to that of some kind? Like, oh, well, we need to be careful not to upset them that just sent 300 missiles into our country? Are you kidding me?
Well, my thought is our commander, who is our leader, is he for God or against God? And that's our response based on his belief. We voted in a commander that maybe isn't for God. He hasn't really showed us too much that he is for God.
But I'm just saying from your own perspective, if you were commander-in-chief and somebody sent 300 missiles into your country, would there be a measured response? Or would you make them aware that this is not going to happen again without some – I mean, we're at war now, buddy. You have tried to kill my people with 300 missiles. Are you kidding me? So
yeah, and my response would be, yeah, I would, you know, as a commander in chief, I was in the military as well, and I would say, you know, yeah, I was in the Marine Corps, my response would be, let's get them, let's do everything we can to win, and let's not just prolong the war, let's win.
Right.
These are precious lives that we're sending out to defend our nation, and we need to win, not just lose.
We need to put the whole battle. I will thank you for your service, Mike, and your service to, to me and my show. You know, I love always when you call.
Listening to you. You know what I mean? I know you're a new show, and I would wish more callers would come in and chime on. I'm going to hang on the line and listen.
They're all. I've got Ross and I got Chip. All going to be on, but I wanted to honor you where honor is due, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you, sir.
You're a great man, so I appreciate your call. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, I got Ross is in Ohio as well. So, Ross, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Good evening.
I am like a little, trying to figure out where I stand on all this stuff completely, but I'm very anxious to hear what your thoughts are, Ross.
Well, I have like two thoughts. Well, not thoughts, but really like a comment or...
Yeah,
something like that. But when you get the time, you can look into it. But in the scriptures, it says that when Israel returns home, that it wouldn't be no more war. And since 1948, they've just been constantly at war. I think America is standing on the right side right now, because if America do stand up and help over there, then it would just escalate into something even more bigger than what it already is. I really think since this stuff happened in October,
Ross, we got to go to a break, but I got a question for you. Okay. I love your thoughts, but I do have a question for you on your scripture. So when we come back, we got Ross and we got Chip. We'll be right back with a lot more Truth Talk Live.
Truth Talk Live.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live, and we're talking about the response to the Iranian attack on Israel. How should we respond? What should be going on in our hearts? Obviously, it leads to how should America respond, or, what is the blessing of Israel all about? We got Ross is in Ohio, and Ross, would you be offended if I challenged you a little bit on what you said?
No, sir, not at all.
Okay, so... what you had said, and I think it's rightfully, you're right about the scriptures, that there isn't supposed to be war after Israel returns home. However, Israel returning home, from my perspective, is more spiritual than it is physical. In other words, they haven't accepted Christ at this point, have they?
No, sir, they hasn't.
So they aren't really home. You know what I'm saying? Because home is essentially, from God's perspective, with him. Right? And they can't be with him because they're not in Christ.
What I'm referring to when I say that is the book of Isaiah chapter 2.
Right, I know, exactly. But again, when they return home, and home is the promised land, right? And what God says is, I'm going to take you to be my people, but they can't be his people right now, can they?
Yes, they can.
Yeah, they can if they come to Christ, but they're not in Christ right now, right?
No, sir.
Okay, that's one way to look at it. It's a spiritual perspective, but I understand yours completely, and I respect it. And I appreciate your call more than you know. And the other place I wanted to challenge you a little bit is, what do you think keeps the Arab world from destroying Israel? Don't you think they would if they could?
Well, at the moment, the thing that's holding the Arab world back is that they don't want war.
Why would you launch 200 missiles into a country known for fierce retaliation if you didn't want war?
Well, the reason Iran struck Israel was because Israel killed Iranian leaders and their kids. So, well, like, the thing that happened with Hamas is something totally different than what's really going on now. They're using a proxy war, you know what I mean? They're using that just to keep it going, between Iran, because...
So, again, just a challenge, Ross.
Okay, yes, sir.
Are you a dad? Do you have a family?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if some neighbor down the street, you know, started shooting bullets into your house, even though they missed all night long, are you going to, is there going to be a measured response to that, or are you going to make sure that neighbor stopped shooting?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure he stopped shooting. So
doesn't Israel have the right to make Iran stop shooting?
But Israel hit Iran first. They killed Iranian leaders.
And why were those Iranian leaders killed? Did Israel bring on the response? Did Israel bring on the war to begin with with Hamas? Did those people coming in and killing babies and all the stuff that they did Israel ask for that?
Did the Palestinians ask for the
No, I mean, Sin, did Israel ask for that response, okay? And so don't they have a right to make sure that their people are safe in their own borders?
I mean, they did.
They did? They were safe?
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can ask me all you want.
So is it okay for Israel to destroy the whole Gaza? Half of Gaza is gone.
What is okay is for Israel to make sure that nobody shoots bullets into their house anymore.
But is it okay?
Just the same rights you have to defend yourself, Israel has a right to defend themselves. I know they do. There's no doubt in my mind that if we are Israel's ally, which is what we propose to do, and bless Israel, if I'm your friend Ross, and somebody's shooting bullets into your house, you can count on the fact that I'm gonna come and running to help you any way I can, because that ain't right. Now,
could I ask you a question?
Sure.
So was it right for Israel to return home? Well, for the Jewish people to go to Israel and do what they did to the Palestinians?
Well, I don't know exactly what you're referring to was done with the Palestinians. Okay, what I do know is Hitler killed millions of them. Millions.
I understand.
And every country kicked them out of their country. Every country, including England, kicked them out of their country. And what land is rightfully theirs, Ross? According to the Bible, what land is rightfully theirs?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah. What land is rightfully theirs? I want you to tell me. What?
They're Ashkenazi Jews. They're from the seed of Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz was the son of Japheth.
So what you're saying is that the people that now are inhabiting Israel are not of Abraham?
They're not of Abraham, sir.
And you know that based on?
I know it based on the scriptures, by prophecy.
You know the scriptures that say that the people that are in Israel right now are not of Abraham? That's okay. Ross, again, I respect you, and I am so grateful for your call. And I thank you for your view.
For your viewers, go study the Bible a little bit more.
I've studied it for years and years and years, and I've never seen anything that said the current. By the way, I know a lot of those Jews. I know a lot of them, and they can trace their heritage.
You said that they're not following Christ, right?
Some of them aren't. Some of them are.
Okay, so when a father said, "If you don't keep these law, statutes, and commandments, then these curses will be upon you." What curses are they going through?
Yeah, the good thing about all the curses, because it says, you know, very clearly in the 119, or excuse me, in the 16th Psalm, it says, you know, that the curses of those who...
I'm talking about curses in general. When God made the covenant with the children of Israel, that was before the book of Psalms. He said, if you do these commandments, you get these blessings. If you do these commandments, then these curses will come upon you.
That same group of people that clearly didn't follow God to the time of Jesus, where did Jesus come from? Did he come out of that group?
The group of Israelites, yes, sir.
Okay, so did he come from the true Israelites?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so is Jesus the answer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then we agree on that, Ross. We can agree that Jesus is the answer for both the Palestinians and the Jews. Would you agree on that?
Exactly. Yes, sir. I agree.
Okay. See, we got a lot in common.
But Jesus is the answer to what?
Jesus is the answer. He is the way to the Father, right? He's the answer to my sin. He's the answer to what my soul needs, and it is my
he's
way
the
home.
Salvation. Yes, sir. He is.
Absolutely, and he's also my friend that I hung out with all morning, and now even now as I'm talking to you. Which I think that you, I'm so grateful that you study the Bible that you have the way you have, and for your discipleship, Ross. And I'm grateful that you have that relationship with Christ. I really am.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. You have a great afternoon. God bless.
All right. God bless.
I got Chip. Is it not Ohio also? Chip, you're on Truth Talk Live.
Hi there. Good afternoon. Personally, I think that what's going on right now will lead ultimately to Israel feeling safer in the land, and in a few years probably allow their enemies to form around them for the Gog Magog invasion that God delivers them from.
Wow.
I think right now they're in spiritual blindness. Ezekiel 37, the dry bones, makes it clear that when they're first reconstituted, they'll be spiritually dead. It's only after they're brought back that God breathes spiritual life into them. And I think Gog Magog in a few years will be a big first step to that. I mean, miraculous things are going on right now. I mean, I think there was one death, a little 10-year-old Muslim boy. Not that that was insignificant, but for hundreds of rockets and ballistic missiles and suicide drones, that's super miraculous. You had a few dozen injuries in the air base in the Negev. But other than that, Israel was unscathed. And I believe that if they're wise, they will take this green light that God has given them and go take out Iran's nuclear sites while they can. This is an excuse to be able to do that.
I hadn't thought about that, Chip. That's a fascinating angle on that. And, man, you know, I hadn't even thought about that. But that's fascinating, and they would give them that. And it's a wow topic, and undoubtedly a lot we can be praying about. And so what are you praying for, Chip?
Well, that God will continue to miraculously intervene and soften hearts. I know there's a few tens of thousands of Messianic Jews in Israel now when there was virtually none when they were reconstituted. So the Christian population is growing there. This right now, the stuff that's going on is giving those people a chance to listen and hear and see. And I mean, ultimately, I think the time of Jacob's trouble will come, and most of them still will be an enemy of God until the end of that, when they'll welcome Jesus' return with open arms. But every one of these things is a stepping stone towards that partial hardening ending.
I'm totally with you on that. And you know, the beautiful thing of it is we can have faith that God's got it right where he wants it. So I thank you for your prayers, Chip, and I thank you for you calling in, and I thank you all for listening today. What an amazing show, and for all the wonderful calls, and may we all be praying for Israel and for our country and all that God's doing, that his will would be done. And so thank you, Chip, again, and you have a great evening, and everybody, you know, be praying. Thanks for listening.
This is the Truth Network.